Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I thank our buddy Bryce here at T95, the engineer, taking Push's call in the middle of the night. Push going, you up. And he fixed a little situation
right
down there.
Stopping us from going,
you up. Thanks, Bryce. You appreciate that.
That's great. A pretty good digital jam, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I thought you were going Louis Gossett.
Yeah,
Jr.
Your Enemy
there.
Mine there.
Yeah.
Which is one of my great bad movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie.
So I'm going to the Omaha Scanner site.
Yeah, they're funny, man. They're funny and they're serious, too. They do both.
No mention of a naked guy.
Oh, man.
Pud pulling behind the bowling alley at a busy intersection. He was kind of a
pud behind the bowling alley.
He was a caveman looking guy.
Oh, really?
Not a lot of body hair, but a lot of hair on his head.
Yeah, taking away our caveman look. Damn it!
Yeah, and I think my buddy referred to him as who's the Sasquatch character in? It's a Progressive commercial.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah.
He called him Daryl.
Why do you call me Bigfoot? My name's Daryl. Yeah. I love that commercial. Josh Wolf tomorrow. Brad Williams on Friday, right?
Probably going to hear from Dr. Mina tomorrow.
Dr. Mina tomorrow? Well, another woman wanted to know if Dr. Mina's still on the show. Yeah, she is. Her mentor, well, she didn't really know him that well. She used to hear him all the time. Dr. Ed, we just reconnected with Dr. Ed. But no, Dr. Mina is always, from now till the future, is a big part of this program. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've locked her in for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually texted me yesterday. She's like, hey, I'm not trying to be difficult, but I got a bunch of meetings with representatives and senators on Friday. Is it okay if I call on Thursday? Yeah, that's fine, Doc.
We had an email from a woman who wants to know because one of her dumb Trumper relatives, that's her line, not mine.
My stupid-ass Trumper family member.
Yeah.
That's her line.
Ran around town like the day they said you could and gave coronavirus to his kid. Now, I don't know if the kid's an adult or not, but he just said kid.
Yeah, kid tested positive. Yeah. He's battling it hard. They can't leave their kid. Rest of the family, I don't know how many people are in
his
house.
I went to a hotel.
Right. How long should they stay?
And also, this guy feels like ass. Well, he should, but does he change his opinion?
All right, if I remember this, I'll ask Dr. Mina tomorrow, but I think usually the standard is a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know a couple of stupid-ass Trumpers that are close to my family that aren't allowed in this house. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, but that was before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. No, they were before, but not anymore, man. Because they've been running around the whole time. I know they have.
Meeting up with their buddies?
Oh, big time.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. It's just the flu, Todd. Just the flu.
Not going to be denied.
Just the flu.
Think nothing of it. So, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he has yellow eyes in the ninth one.
Yeah, they go from a yellow to red.
Yeah.
I didn't see the red part.
Yeah, they're red, too, and some of them. Some are more red than yellow.
Yeah, I've only seen three. And I think like the first or second one, he kind of had red
eyes. I guess it depends what he's drinking. I'm guessing whiskey, red, yellow, tequila. Does that matter?
Let's go with it.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I like it.
Yeah. What about Michael Jordan?
He's been trying to sell his house.
The one in Chicago for years, right?
The one in Chicago for years now.
Oh, by the way, he's some Pizza Hut guy said he didn't... That wasn't poison pizza.
No one suggested it was poisoned,
right? They said it was old.
Nobody said it was intentionally food poisoned.
Right. No one said intentional.
That's what they kind of alluded to, the fact it's intentional.
Yeah.
To stop Michael Jordan from playing in the game.
They said it was a little odd that five guys showed up to deliver one pizza.
It's Jordan. They probably knew Jordan. It was Jordan.
Yeah. So
of course you're going to bring a crowd.
Right.
That is not odd to me. However,
what is odd to me is why they didn't bring it up at the time.
Well, he never brought it up.
Oh, he didn't?
No, because he could have ended that flu conversation then.
So this is news to everybody.
Pizza game. Now,
not everyone,
game.
Because I know this story's been out there for a long time. I've heard Wilbon tell this story before.
Oh, okay. Well, Wilbon's tired.
By the way, it's nice to hear Wilbon drop an MF-er.
I know. I like that. They should be allowed to do that on PTI. Right?
It is cable.
It is ESPN.
I know.
They could do it.
They won't.
I mean, legally, they could do it.
There are Chrysler sports fans don't want to hear that.
Oh, and I'm sure they have standards and practices that probably don't allow that on ESPN, except if it's Michael Jordan or Michael Wilbon, in the context of a documentary.
Right. So Mike has been house, some people call it a mansion, in Chicago, has been on the market for several years now, since 2012, for $29 million.
The thing is, though, obviously that's ridiculous, but I've heard that if people have that kind of cash, it's dated inside. Because houses change a lot. It's dated inside. He built that, in the 90s?
Well, and I just pulled up a story about this, and the first picture you see is the gate out front with a big, giant 23 on the gate.
Yeah, you can change the gate. Oh, you probably keep it.
I'm betting there's a lot of personalization like that inside the house that you're going to have to change.
Yeah.
The price has now been dropped.
Yeah, it was finished in 1995. 9 bedrooms, 15 bathrooms.
Right.
Full bathrooms, 4 half baths.
It was, they were asking $29 million. The price has now been dropped to 14.9.
Yeah. They want to get rid of it. Yeah.
Fire sale.
Well, he's got the money. He just wants to get off
half
his hands.
Half price. You know? 50% off. Everything must go.
What it cost to build?
$14.
All right. That's a big upgrade.
Yeah, they must have given him a deal.
Yeah.
19 bathrooms. You mentioned those 19 bathrooms?
They must have upgraded it.
They have somebody to clean that.
The first report I pulled up said 15 full bathrooms, four half baths, 15 to four. So
that's 19, Tuck.
They haven't had it anymore.
And you'll be stunned to know there is a
technically
regulation basketball court.
17 there. Because four halves would be two.
Yeah, if you do it that way.
Yeah. I'm doing the math. Yeah.
Have you gotten to the episode where they were filming Space Jam? I'd never heard the story about how the dome that they built him on the lot there.
Yeah, just so he could play ball.
Full-size basketball court.
And all those boys coming in to play with him, man.
And all these NBA stars would roll in every night, and they'd play pickup for like 2-3 hours after he filmed.
Right.
Because that was the summer.
It happened the summer after he just first came back.
Yeah, after he came back, he was still trying to get in shape.
Right.
But we got that taken care of, and they show up, and here's this giant, big dome, full-size court, weight equipment.
Nice to have that kind of power, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and to have NBA All-Stars just showing up to play pickup with.
Well, it was in L.A. It was a nice place, cool place to be,
too,
for that matter.
True, but that's some pull.
Right.
He probably didn't even have to ask for that.
No, he did.
No, he did. Yeah,
I got to work out, and they said we'll do something for you, and he shows up, and it's all done.
All right, they did it up big.
Yeah, but to hear the story told, they just said, well, we need some place for him to work out, and the studio said, we got it.
Yeah.
And then they just showed up, and this was what they had.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. My favorite line, and this is like you saying something to Dr. Mina. We all kind of do this. When you said to Dr. Mina, I'm still going to take my anti-anxiety medicine, and I'm going to drink. You figure out a way to make that okay. Well, there's a point where I heard the trainer interviewed, and he smoked a lot of cigars. And he would say, man, Michael, cool with the cigars. He goes, I like cigars. He goes, I'm not going to give up cigars. I pay you to tell me how I can smoke cigars and still be number one. And that's what he told the trainer. He goes, I can smoke cigars and still kick ass. He goes, because I'm not going to give them up. So that's what I pay you for. I love that.
Yeah, at some point there's video of him like before practice or before a game, sitting in the locker room,
cigar, you
know, smoking on a stogie, and he's got a baseball bat in his hand. And he's just messing around
before the game.
Before the game, he's got
practice.
His game shorts on.
Yeah, but that was a practice thing. I think that was the cigar and the bat.
But still,
yeah.
If you're going to go out and practice for an hour and a half,
right.
Let me have a stogie first.
No, I don't smoke stogies, but you don't inhale those.
All right, Dr. Mina can answer Kayla's question from the email about how long everybody should stay quarantined there. And then how I can take melatonin, my anti-anxiety, my Ativan, and have a couple of cocktails. You figure out a way I can do that.
That's so, what we pay you for, Dr. Mina.
So I can sleep at night. Yeah, that's why all the big checks are rolling in. Because you can come up with an answer for that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
January Nelson at Thought Catalog put together a little article, and she says that if you are planning on spending forever together in your relationship.
Everybody says that.
Sure. That's the goal.
You've been in a relationship where you knew it wasn't going to last forever.
Every one of them.
Except one.
Except for one, right.
Let's add that in.
Certainly. Except for, and by the way, that's still on the table because we're still, you know.
That's up to her.
It ain't the end.
Yeah, but that's up to her. To you, it's the end.
If she does be, I'm not getting married again. No.
Yeah, to you, it's the end. But
what I meant, no, every relationship.
Yeah, you are spending on. You are planning on spending forever with her.
I am now at this point. Yes. We'll ask her later.
Yeah. Was that the case? Say like a year ago.
No. The whole time it's just I married her. I never listened. You know me for a long time. I was. Never lived with anybody. Never, didn't do any of that.
I
went through a series of relationships I knew were all going to end horribly.
Well, and I'm guessing,
and all of them did.
I'm guessing realistically at this point, she's not planning on spending forever with you because
I'm 12 years older.
There's going to be an after.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
She's going to have a few years.
The harsh reality of death.
Right. How many of those relationships did you either consciously or subconsciously sabotage?
Let's go with a percentage. Not a number, a percentage.
To be fair, I was dumped a few times, too.
Yeah.
But in general, I did the dumping.
But I recall an instance where you were kind of careless.
I was totally careless.
I don't think you cared.
No, I didn't. I didn't care most of them.
Yeah, and those dump, when you
I'm
were
surprised
dumped,
I didn't get caught more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were dumped, you'd probably done something to deserve getting dumped.
No, I was dumped. My heart was broken a couple times. But I knew. But looking back on it, those wouldn't have lasted anyway, you know.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. You know, it's just, I'm like most, a lot of people. I mean, relationships, you go through a bunch of them, you know.
So if you're planning on spending forever together, January Nelson at Thought Catalog says you need to get used to these things. With the other person.
These don't sound good.
Not
that means
all.
It sounds like
you're probably.
Yeah, you got to deal with this.
Probably already used to them.
Yeah, you've been together over 20 years. Yeah, you're probably used to it.
January Nelson says you need to get used to sitting in silence.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm good at that.
You should be able to enjoy their company even when you've run out of things to say. There's going to be plenty of times when you're deep in fun discussions and just as many times when you are saying nothing, sharing silence.
Yes, I say it best when I say nothing at all.
And you sing it, too. Sing that. I like you sing that. Nothing at all.
I serenade her.
Yeah. Like, there was nothing at all. What song's that?
And then she says, shut up. Yeah. I think that's a
Roxette.
Bonnie Raitt, isn't it?
No, not the one I'm singing. There was nothing at all. What is that? Help me out.
That's two different songs.
I'm thinking of that. That's what I'm singing.
You're making making love out of nothing at all.
That's right.
I don't know who sings that.
I don't know.
That might be Roxette.
No, something McCann.
Air Supply.
Thank you. Love those guys.
Oh, it's Alison Krauss. I was singing Alison Krauss.
Oh, Jesus.
But he was singing Air Supply.
Yeah, I was singing Air Supply.
Yeah, that is Air Supply.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't have, when you say nothing at all on your sex playlist on your iPod,
oh, yeah,
you're doing it wrong. Oh. You got to have that song.
Or you're under 40.
Or you don't have a playlist, a sex playlist. Right,
even if you're under 40, yeah, you can love that song.
Oh, hell yeah. Your mom loved it, pussy.
Still does, as far as we know.
Oh, we know.
Nice job. Even I got to respect that one.
We gotta do more banging Nick's mom jokes, by the way, too.
Yeah, he's kind of gotten off easy.
Yeah. I dropped a few mom cards on him.
He's gotten some dad cards dropped on him, too.
But Mark's our friend, and we're not sexually attracted, and he's not sexually attracted to us. We're friends with Mark.
Yeah,
so that'd be wrong.
We never drop the gay card amongst friends.
No, we do among each other, but we don't say, I did your dad last night because we know Mark.
Right.
But we could.
We don't drop the gay card on gay guys.
No.
Oh, just us. True.
That'd be wrong. Yeah.
We don't drop it when it's possible.
Yeah, good point. Well,
so another thing that you need to get used to if you plan on spending forever together, right, according to January Nelson, she says you need to get used to small, stupid arguments.
Just get used
to them.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
I am. We think we all are.
They're going to happen. Right. Let them go and move on.
Right. Every couple is going to have misunderstandings and miscommunications. If you love this person and respect this person, they feel the same way about you. Get used to overcoming these little things.
Right.
Apparently, you also need to get used to their bad habits.
Yeah, to a point. I'm sure you do, yeah.
Some of their little quirks, as they used to be, are here to stay. Now they're a problem, but if you really think that they are your person, shut your pie hole. You're going to have to learn to accept them. Or your face hole.
My one, I had this yesterday, and she would disagree on this, but it's true. Stupid thing that bothers me. And I guarantee, I know I bother her a lot, so I mean, I'll throw myself under the bus. A bunch of things I do that bug the hell out of her.
But, of course.
But one of them that really bugs me is if she's telling a story, she gets minor details wrong all the time. And I think it's because of what I do for a living, that I just retain more.
Okay.
Little things.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been amazed I can retain little things.
Occasionally.
No, I'd lose it.
I've been accused of the opposite as well, but let's not get into that.
Just minor details in the conversation that don't really mean a whole lot, but do to me. Because I'm like, well, that's not that what that's the wrong state. That's
I've
wrong.
Been in the middle
and, oh,
of
that's just all. And yeah. Then finally, it was happening yesterday. We were talking to a neighbor, and we were walking, and I just said, I got to be quiet here because she's messed up about 8 details, and I just got to just let it go. And they weren't major, but they were to
right.
me. They were gnawing, you know, just a little, you know, just gnawing things.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't correct them.
No,
don't correct. Because no. Just the other day we right. had stupid.
No, arguments. But I've been
and
in the middle.
Way,
of.
And by the way, I hate, but I'm right in these corrections.
And you're right. It's because of this. Because
it is.
when you're relaying.
We hear little things.
Well, when you're relaying a story here, you have to be able to tell the details correctly because the listener needs to understand.
That's why we correct each other when little things come up on the show.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's totally because of the show,
yeah.
Not that I'm like that.
Because your brain is just trained that
right.
way.
But I've seen Becky start to tell a story, and then Mike steps in and takes over.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
To get it all right.
To get it all right. And I didn't do it yesterday because I was just exhausted. I said, I can't do it anymore. And I wasn't drinking. I was sober. But then she'll admit, yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. Well, that's right. I'm like, oh, yeah, but then didn't.
But Craig's right with the story, you know, because you just got to let those things go.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that I probably do 100 things that
oh, I know I do.
Bug the hell out of her.
I know I do. I know I do. No,
breathe.
Yeah.
I know that's been an issue of things that I've done wrong before.
Breathe.
Yeah. You're still breathing.
You sitting over there existing.
Yeah.
I get aggravated, and I can say this now.
Cause
I probably
early.
Won't confront her about it. It's early, and she's not up.
Well, I'm not bringing this up. I'm not bringing this up.
But like this isn't going to go
away. A Facebook post or a news item,
right.
And she'll bring it up on her computer and just start reading it word for word to me. And it's like, you know, give me that. I can read.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could probably get it done
much
quicker, too.
Yeah, let me see that. Yeah, let me see that. Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Let me look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the broad strokes. I don't need all the minutiae of the story.
I can do that.
Yeah, I don't need to hear it verbatim.
No. Plus, you're not listening.
Read it and give me a summary.
Plus, in general, you're just not listening. When people start reading to you. Oh.
Right, Craig?
Except when Craig reads. Then we're on the edge of our seat.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't listen when people read to us.
Yeah, that's it. January Nelson at Thought Catalog says that you...
I like that name, January.
You know, of all the... I've heard names... I've never heard anybody named July. I've heard November. A friend of ours, her real name is actually November.
Right.
We also... You hear May. You've heard May's an old name. You hear that. April, I've heard.
June.
June, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear in August before.
Well,
oh yeah,
August.
Yeah, August is a full version of August.
Exactly.
No one's named September.
That sounds like that'd be okay name though.
Yeah.
September comes off pretty. Mm-hmm. October sounds really German, and it's probably not.
February.
October.
I've never heard of it. February.
Nobody's, yeah.
No.
No.
Or March.
Or March.
Yeah.
April, May, June. Yeah.
We missing some. December, that's not really a name. It sounds like it could be a name, though.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that one
It
could.
Rolls off the tongue.
That could go. Right. It's just as good as November.
Which is to say, marginal.
Well, other than this January, the only one I'm familiar with is the actress.
Chick from Mad Men, yeah.
January Jones.
January Jones.
Yeah. And Last Man, right? She's a pig.
Mm. Out of Lee County, Florida.
She got to bang that Todd guy, though.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there you are.
There's a Todd who's an asshat on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Aryan-looking freaky guy.
Yeah. Out of Lee County, Florida, man caught on camera jumping into the Bass Pro Shops fish tank.
Again, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but...
Oh, no.
But we didn't see it. The video's great.
Christy says, okay, I won't read to you anymore.
Oh, she's
swinging a miss.
Why is she up so early?
Oh. I knew it was getting too close.
Oofda.
Toba. Let that one breathe. Let's let that one breathe a little bit.
Watch in the gut.
Oh, just gone down in flames.
I probably won't confront her about it. That's what he said before he said it.
Now I don't have to.
Now you don't have to.
No, I don't have to now.
Oh.
Oh no.
Read to him, Christy. That's nice of you. I don't know what he's thinking.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.